What is up, you guys? Welcome to the podcast. Alright, so I wanted to do a podcast on fitness, mental health, how that all ties in, and just how not giving up on yourself doesn't always equal giving up on the gym, if that makes sense. Like, just because you give up on the gym doesn't mean you give up on yourself. I will be honest with you, if you listen to my last podcast, I haven't been to the gym in like a good solid 2 weeks. I think I went one time in the last 2 weeks. It's been very sporadic since my workout partner left me. And that's going to change. No matter if I'm at home or the gym, because I forget to remind myself that you don't have to go to the gym. Yes, I like the atmosphere, but sometimes it can be very, very bad for my mental health. And you gotta just take what you can get, and sometimes that is working out at home. Now, am I going to do that for the rest of my life? No. I love the gym too much. I love the gym. I love the atmosphere. I love the people. Well, not all the people, but like the friendships that I've made from the gym will forever impact me. Like, I met my best friend, my little sister, and I will forever be thankful for that. And so, like, I'm not gonna give up on the gym, but just because I like take a break from going doesn't mean that like I'm giving up on myself. Now, with that being said, I am gonna start a new self-care, and I've been saying I really want to do this, but I didn't know what the process was gonna look like, and I didn't know how to make it happen. And that's one of my like biggest, that's my toxic trait, is I want to do things and I don't put enough effort into saying that, I don't put enough effort into actually doing it. And so it's very much annoying when, like, I get to a point in my life where I'm like, I could have been doing that. But it's fine. So this new journey, I'm gonna podcast about it. It might not be like in every podcast that I do, because I'm probably gonna start doing 2 days again. If you've been with me from the beginning, you know the very first week that I started my podcast in September 2020, I did 2 podcasts a day because I was trying to get my platform out there. Should have kept that up. I probably would have been a lot further than I am right now. But we're getting there, we're doing it, and we're going to make time for it, no matter what. Also, did anyone else realize that it's 4th of July weekend? Because I did not. So, that being said, happy 4th, but back to self-care journey. So, when I set out to really just find out what makes me happy, because my dad asked me and I could not tell him. I was like, I don't have any idea, because I don't, honestly. I know this podcast makes me happy. I know content creating makes me happy, but for some reason I can't just like, boom. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. Because, like, I think I would flourish at it. I think I would be so good at it. But, there's something stopping me. Number one, I'm scared. I honestly think that if I did not care what people thought, that I would be so much better off. But it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. Honestly. I have nothing else to say on that topic. But let's get back to the self-care journey part. Okay, sorry. So, self-care. This is literally like you have to do what makes you happy because at the end of the day, you only have yourself. I've learned that a lot recently, which is kind of sad because, like, I'm a person who thrives on connection. I'm a person who literally is all for the people. And I give until I just can't give anymore. And so self-care is very hard for me because I need to make sure everyone else is happy before I'm happy. And that's really hard for me. So I'm gonna start moving my body a priority. Because I have weights at home. I don't have to go to the gym. The gym is my escape. It has saved me from a lot of things. But at the current moment, I'm not in the financial state to take my car every single day to the gym. Now, once I get back on my feet, like, yeah, I'm 100% that. Truck is going really fast. 100% I will be at the gym every day. I do not know what rest days are. At all. Ask anyone who knows me. I do not know what resting means because I've done it the last 3, 4 days and I'm absolutely itching to get out and it's just I don't like being cooped up in the house, but then I do. So I'm very like off, like I'm very, it's very weird. But at the same time, that's part of like my self-care. I don't really know how this next part's gonna work, but I will figure it out. What makes me happy is creating content, doing this podcast, and I want to find a niche per se. My niche is really mental health and fitness and combining the two, I think, because I have always, for the last 4 years, thought, yeah. I honestly thought that the gym can save anything, leg day especially, until like this year I started doing upper body and my upper body days. Like today I did content just for upper body because I literally am obsessed with it. I used to be obsessed with leg day. And thought that was going to save me from anything bad happening. And so it does, but it's just like the amount of therapy that comes from an hour gym session, even if your mental health is really, really bad at that day or that point, it is unreal. Love it. Also, if gas wasn't super high, your girl, I'd still be going on. I'd still be going on drives. Especially once August comes, I'll get my driving buddy back and sorry, an 18-wheeler thought it was great to turn right into the lane that I was going to. It was fine. We're fine. And I'm in the wrong lane, of course. Always in the wrong lane. Just bear with me. I honestly don't know what I get myself into, but I don't like it sometimes. But my self-care is honestly, it doesn't faze me one bit that I really haven't done a lot of this stuff. Because I'll be honest with you, the type of person that I am does not allow that. I do not allow certain things. And it's very funny, but life gets in the way of like things, and I laugh at myself, and it's just amazing what, you know, an hour at the gym can do, or like an hour of just resting, honestly. But I don't know. I think self-care was there a ball in this corner in the heat. Random thoughts. Random thoughts. But doing self-care is super important to me. And I think that the more I rely on just the outer world, it will not be good. But I just went on a ramble and I have no idea where I was going with that. But self-care is very important. I want to do what makes me happy, and I will forever hold tight to that because if I'm not happy, then I don't see the point in doing it. But yeah. I think I'm gonna end the podcast because I have no idea what else to say. Honestly, I was gonna talk about fitness relating to like my whole mental health spiel, but at the same time, like a shoulder press a day keeps the craziness away. And that's pretty much it. And I love working out, and I love that it makes me happy, but sometimes gas is almost $5, my gym membership is $40 a month, and I bought weights for 20, a one-time fee of $20, and I'm not like what? So I think I need to look inside and just start realizing that, you know, it starts with me and ends with me, so I need to do what I can. And this was a ramble. I have no idea if this resonated with anyone or whatever. So, but I'm gonna end this podcast for the day. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I will be doing a podcast later tonight on a very interesting topic. See, I already have my night topic already like done. Like it was done like, but this morning I had no idea. None whatsoever. And so, but I hope everyone has a good day. Thank you for supporting me. I will talk with y'all later.